Hello, this is Eli.
Yeah, sorry, keep on calling back from emergency roadside assistance. So I did get in contact with a slow tow, and they stated that the service would be $250. That's more than what we're contracted with them with. He stated that they don't provide service with us for as over the contracted rate when it's nighttime, so overnight. So if you would like to continue service with them, it would be an out-of-pocket expense.
So can we do something to where, so how much are you guys okay to pay to cover?
We're covering $68 for them.
$68?
Yes, sir.
So
being that they charge an overnight fee is more.
So I talked to Slow Tow, and they said what we can pay, what we're willing to pay is $250. I talked to the slow company in Santa Maria that we had just canceled a moment ago, and they said that they were doing like a little bit over $300. So I don't understand. I don't understand why we can't go with Slow Tow. That's where I'm like,
well, we can't go with Slow Tow because they're charging more than what was contracted for, being that it's nighttime. That's why we can't go with Slow Tow.
So could,
but he stated that he explained to you that it would be $250 on top of the PO, which is what we're contracted with them with. And we don't pay more than what we're contracted with them. It would be on the customer.
So if we were to go with them, it would be $68
minus $250
from you guys?
Yes.
Wait. So the whole service is $318, but that's for me. It's $250 because you guys are taking $618 off. Or it's like
for you it would be. Yeah, for you it would be about $180 something.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good. All right, well, I'm gonna hang up and think, but thank you for the phone call and doing what you could. I seriously appreciate it.
You're welcome. And just give us a call back if you decide to proceed with the process. And
okay.
I thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You have a good one.
You too, man. See you.